This NHL Action Network collaboration is presented by Bet365. Download the app or visit bet365.ca for the latest odds. And find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be older than 19. Available in Ontario only. Please play responsibly.
T-minus 8 days left in the NHL regular season. Let's break it all down. It's time for another NHL Action Network collaboration. Shout out to our friends over at Bet365, first and foremost. Nick Alberga and guest co-host filling in for Pete Jensen from SiriusXM NHL Network Radio. It's Jake Hahn. What's going on, Jake?
Happy to be here, Nick, and happy to be filling in for PDJ today. I'll do my best to fill the shoes. It's not easy to step in for a guy like Pete, but happy to be here with you and looking forward to breaking it down.
Massive shoes to fill. There's a lot to talk about this time here. We got the Art Ross Trophy race. We got the playoff spots. We got John Tortorella. Let's bring in our guy, Tim Kalinowski from the Action Network. What's going on, Timmy boy?
What's up, boys? Happy to be here talking puck. It's I don't really know what I'm going to tell you about because I have no idea what's going on. The playoff picture, I thought Philly was good. I thought the Islanders were out. You blink and now I have no idea. I'm not going to tell you anything informative.
Timmy, I think we should start there. The Philadelphia Flyers have been since a polarizing team this year, where it's like 3 weeks ago, we're talking about the Jack Adams. We're talking about John Tortorella. Now, two wins in the last 11 games. How would you bet the Flyers 3 games remaining? Would you just automatic fade for this team? And what do you think the future looks like for them?
I don't know if I'm auto fade. I'm just going to try and pick my spots. Look, in betting, you always want to pay attention to teams that hit rock bottom because that's when we can create value. When the entire, media narrative is that, Philly's done. They don't want to, they're playing out the string, whatever. That's when I say, oh, I hope the price is shiny enough that I want to purchase it. Listen, this Philly team going into the season, we wrote them off, or a lot of people wrote them off. They were, bottom of the barrel picked team and projected by a lot of people. I just kind of feel bad that a lot of this, I think they just are running out of gas. That's kind of the problem. And Torts kind of alluded to it. I watched his presser last night. He said that they didn't run out of gas, but I think it's pretty evident they have.
It's crazy to think we were just talking Torts for Jack Adams, 3 weeks ago? And now we're talking, okay, is he going to get fired at some point? I mean, for me, it's hard to envision Torts still behind the bench in Philly when they actually turn this thing around, right? Because still long-term in Philly, nobody really saw this season coming for the Flyers that they would even be in playoff contention. When they reach their final goal, maybe 2 years, 3 years down the line, I struggle to think that Torts is still behind the bench at that point. He might not even be behind the bench going into next year at this rate and how this season has ended. So I think he wears on teams. I think he wears on young players, and that's what we're seeing right now. And I was one of the biggest believers in this Flyers team all season long, guys. It's crazy to see how it's completely fallen apart right now. I think they're a fade these last few games. To me, it just looks like a broken group.
I'm not going to entertain the idea that John Tortorella is going to be fired. I know Nick Alberga is absolutely enamored with the idea.
Done.
Please, Nick, prisoner of the moment. That's all I'm going to say. We'll get back into the wagering angles, but this idea that you're fascinated with Tortorella being fired, it's not going to happen. It's a complete prisoner of the moment mentality. The guy had a great year. They traded Sean Walker away. Their goalie is God knows where. Enough, Nick, enough. All right, moving forward.
Go look at this guy's track record everywhere he's coached in this league. He wears out his welcome. It's happening in Philadelphia right now. Everybody in this chat but you agrees with that. But, Jakey, you brought up the Jack Adams Award. I think it's fascinating because I think Vancouver's going to hold on to this division. Do you think it's locked up? Is it Rick Tocchet? I know Knobloch's had a great year. Andrew Brunette's gotten the Nashville Predators into the playoffs, too.
It's always a tricky award, and I do feel like early in the season, we just kind of gave it to Rick Tocchet and said, okay, this Vancouver team's first in the Pacific. They look like at that point, they were competing for first in the Western Conference, and obviously a team that we didn't see coming, so that fits the narrative of Jack Adams. So I think a lot of people like Rick Tocchet as well. He did some great work on TV before coming over, so maybe that helps the narrative a little bit that he's likable. People will want to vote for him and give him the award. I think it should go to Andrew Brunette, guys. I don't know. Again, this is just opinion-based. I don't have a vote in the award or anything like that. I think what he's done with the Nashville Predators is nothing short of incredible. Not only to get them in the playoffs, but to get them in the playoffs looking like a team that, in my opinion, I think can actually do some major damage. And maybe we can get into that. I'm holding the Preds Cup future ticket. I like the number. Again, is it a bit of a long shot? Sure. There's a lot of contenders this year. But I think the award should go to Andrew Brunette. Tim, how do you feel? Where are you at on the Jack Adams this year?
Well, that would be lovely because I'm holding a Burnett 50-1 ticket. They listen, fellas, why it's so concerning to me that you guys are thinking that entertaining Tortorella getting fired is because at the end of the day, that team exceeded expectations when we look back on the season. And this Nashville team has certainly exceeded expectations. I also think, too, Burnett, I mean, the guy kind of got a raw deal in Florida. And then I think the number one thing on the Burnett campaign for the Jack Adams should be, look what happened in the New Jersey Devils this year. You know, he was an assistant over there last season, and obviously the Devils had a great year. So I'm in the same boat. Unfortunately, it's tough to overlook Tocchet. I think it's going to end up going to Tocchet. You have to, when you're handicapping these things, you have to understand who does the media like, who do the writers like, whoever's voting on the awards. Some are broadcast voted, some are media. It's pretty easy to take the temperature of those things if you just watch enough hockey and listen to enough hockey on a day-to-day basis.
I'm going with Tocchet as well. Tim, who gets in the Eastern Conference? It's a perplexing question because every week that mindset and the opinion changes. But now as we have this conversation, the Islanders have won 5 in a row. Washington, a crucial victory against Detroit. Who do you have, Tim?
Yeah, I'm calling I'm calling the Islanders in. And then I'm going to tell you, I want Pittsburgh to get in. I'm looking at these schedules, right? I wrote it down as a prep before our show today. And everyone seems kind of even to me. It's like that's a winnable game. That's a losable game. I don't see a clear edge in terms of schedule. Maybe I'm just crazy. And the only thing that really is teams with games in hand versus not, and Philly's on the short end of that. I was at that Pittsburgh game against Tampa on Saturday. And I got to tell you, I kind of fell in love with the Penguins. The energy of that building, you could feel true anxiety from a, you know, an educated fan base about getting into the playoffs. I actually, you know what? I'm going to give you a take. I think it's going to be Pitt. I think it's going to be the Islanders, and I think it's going to be Pitt.
That Saturday game against Tampa was probably one of the best games of the season for me. Like the drama, the swings, everything that went with it. Obviously, you get a ref that gets knocked out, and it kind of sucks the life out of the building. So the game literally had a bit of everything, and I think we all kind of want Pittsburgh. It's just a fun story. They trade Gensel at the deadline. Crosby's the man. He's trying to will this team into the playoffs. We know the history of the Penguins. So I'm curious, and Nick, you can hit this first. Do we take any of these teams seriously in terms of actually doing some damage come playoff time? Like, it's fun to look at 5 teams. Okay, 2 spots. Who's going to make it? Could we actually find an angle to bet 1 or 2 of these teams come playoff time and think, okay, yeah, the Islanders can go on a run or the Penguins can go on a run? How do you feel about that, Nick?
Never say never. I think when you look at that Pittsburgh team, again, as you mentioned, it's kind of interesting because they trade Jake Gensel, but then like Michael Bunting's been a perfect addition in that, you know, top 6 playing with Crosby, the shot prop's been hitting and all that, and they're feeling good. And I think there's just something, Tim, about playing a team that's red hot going into the Stanley Cup playoffs that would alarm me. I think as Jake asked that question, it's probably the New York Islanders. I think the mystifying thing with them, it's like Semyon Varlamov has been their guy and it hasn't been Ilya Sorokin, but I'm always mindful when I play a defensive-minded team in the playoffs because defense normally wins out and then you need that crucial goal. So to me, it's probably the New York Islanders when you have this conversation in the Eastern Conference, Tim.
In the Eastern Conference, not so much for me. I don't really believe in the Islanders. I mean, I listen to my co-host on Line Change over at Action Network, Michael Leboff, an Islanders fan, and he kind of brainwashes me into thinking they're good. And then every time I turn them on, I'm like, wait, this is not like the 80s Soviets. Who is this team that Leboff thinks that they are? But I actually think we're going to look at it the other way when you talk about the Eastern Conference. And looking at teams that are going to play these, say, wildcard teams or teams that barely got in, and say, do they have value in terms of a betting future? Like, say, you know, whoever ends up with Washington, whoever, and you know, we were looking at the Bruins playing Tampa Bay, and we were saying, is that actually a better matchup for the Bruins than maybe a heavier team? Or, you know, I think it's a good approach to look at it that way and say, what favorites are going to be playing one of these teams? And does that make their path actually easier in terms of a future?
Yeah, and I think there's obviously a couple teams you'd want to play in the Eastern Conference, but you're always just so careful. Even playing like an Alex Ovechkin or a Sidney Crosby would be worrisome to me. And I think you look last year, Florida, what they did, Vegas, what they did. There's going to be no easy out, I think, come the Stanley Cup playoffs. And Jake, I want to piggyback off what you said about that Pittsburgh game. People just like to force narratives this time here. With the duest respect to Sidney Crosby, I think that Eastern Conference playoff race, you can't even call it a race, it's been a snail's pace, is more about all those teams collectively stinking than it is Sidney Crosby grabbing his team by the shoulder in the back and willing them to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Like, this whole narrative, Jake, that Crosby should win the Hart Trophy is gross to me. I don't know if you feel the same way, and maybe it's disrespectful to the great name of Sidney Crosby, but Kucherov's been outstanding. McKinnon's been great. McDavid, Matthews, Pastrnak. I mean, the list goes on and on. I don't think Crosby's in that echelon right now.
I don't think it's disrespectful to Sid just because of the seasons that all those guys that you mentioned are having, Nick. Like, these are just historic seasons. It's been an unbelievable race this year. Would I like to see Crosby in the conversation? Of course. I actually was pumping his tires a lot in the first half of the season. I do think when you combine age, where he's at in his career, and what he's done with this team and what's been surrounding him in Pittsburgh, I do think it's one of the truly great seasons that we've seen in a while. That being said, you just can't compete with these beasts in a Hart Trophy type conversation. And again, I felt partway through the season like maybe Sid had a shot and there were some big numbers out there on Crosby, but ultimately you're just not going to win it in a year like this with these guys. Do you guys think that it's done? Is it Nathan McKinnon's award? Now, the odds suggest that they're basically giving this thing to Nate McKinnon. Tuesday night, he has another massive night. Uh-huh. I mean, goes end to end, scores these video game type goals. Kind of feels like he put the exclamation point on it on Tuesday night.
Yeah, that's how I feel. And I actually had Makar for the Hart before the season. So I just picked the wrong Avalanche, apparently. But, you look at Pittsburgh, I'll tell you who their most essential player has been the last couple of weeks. That's Michael Bunting. I've been betting him. You know, Nick Martin has been onto this, betting, you know, some Bunting shot overs. The guy shoots the puck a million times a game. He gets a million opportunities playing that bumper spot in the power play. You know, Sid likes to dish to him. So keep that in mind as we're looking at Pittsburgh down the road here. And yeah, I think you're right on the McKinnon thing. He's just outstanding, and he's such a fun watch. And he's a guy, we talk about narratives, that people feel that he's owed one.
And Tammy, we've been on that for a while here on the show, how, again, Kucherov has got his, whether you agree with that narrative or not, he's got his, it's McKinnon's time and all that. But yeah, I've been playing the Bunting shot prop as well. I was fired up, plus money against the Leafs. It was easy money. 10 minutes in, he had three shots on goal, finished with six on the night. And Michael Bunting's been a big story, but you talk about the Art Ross Trophy race. Both Kucherov and McKinnon had monster Tuesday nights. And now Connor McDavid, lower body injury day to day. We'll see if he plays against Vegas coming up on Wednesday here. He has six games left. McKinnon 3 and Kucherov 4. Jake, who's your pick when it comes to the Art Ross race? Who finishes with the most points this season?
I'm just going to go with Nikita Kucherov because that slight edge is going to matter here down the stretch. And I think he genuinely wants to win it. Not that these other guys don't, but McDavid, a little banged up. You could argue, okay, Edmonton, what do they got to play for? They could try to chase Vancouver for that one spot in the Pacific, but you know, they do, and they do have a head-to-head game against the Canucks, so that could play in. But I just think Kucherov's going to lock it up. And I do think there's been a betting angle on something I've been playing on this over the last couple of weeks or so. Kucherov, McKinnon, over 1.5 points, almost every game. It's like an auto bet for me at this point. Sometimes it opens around plus money, usually gets juiced up a little bit by the time the game starts. But I think there's a lot of value in that, at least until the last couple games, if guys get rested or anything like that. I think over 1.5 points for both of these guys, because you can almost pencil them in for 2 points every single game. And the McKinnon shot prop right now, guys, I know I'm not breaking any ground with this one. This guy shoots as much as anybody in the league, but a 10 shot game on Tuesday night, he is flying over 4.5 every single game. I don't know if hitting 50 was something he wanted to do, so maybe he's forcing it a little bit more, but I think you could ladder up Nathan McKinnon these next few games as he tries to chase down an Art Ross Trophy.
And Jake, I'll add in to that with the Kucherov angle. If you don't want to take over 1.5 points, just take playoff point, power play point. Yeah. That, the guy sits there in his office on the power play and just absolutely dishes it. You know, I feel like he's got a million secondary assists on that. So if it's too juicy for you some nights, just play the power play point. And if you ask me to pick who's going to end up with the most points here, I would say whichever team has the most power plays.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I don't know if I can bet on shot props anymore after what transpired on Tuesday. Still waiting for those extra three shots to be added to the slate of Austin Matthews, but I might sleep on that hill and die on that hill. I'm looking for value as an avid bettor this time of year. Stanley Cup futures value. So there's a couple teams that come to mind, and the odds over at Bet365, Washington at plus 8,000, Pittsburgh plus 6,000, a 9-game point streak for them, Detroit plus 5,000, the Islanders plus 4,000, Nashville plus 2,000, 18-4-3 since Brunette pulled the U2 show at the Sphere, LA Kings plus 2,000, Tampa plus 1,700. They've won 12 of the past 14. Jake, I'll ask you, then Tim, give your opinion. What are those futures do you like the best in terms of value hunting here?
Yeah, it's funny. Normally I'd have about two or three at this point of the year going into the playoffs, but I only have the Nashville Predators 60-1 in the folder right now. I kind of grabbed it during their run. And again, it's a long shot. I'm hoping they don't have to play Dallas in the first round because that Stars team just looks ridiculous right now. So I'm kind of hoping Nashville hooks Vancouver, and I wouldn't call that an easy path, but I think out of the one seeds, that's a beatable team. The Canucks have just been playing average hockey for like 2 months now. So I think Nashville could get Vancouver. I don't think there's a ton of value left in the Preds number. I mean, I love this Stars team, but I think all the value's been sucked out of the number. You could have got, you know, 10, 11, 12 to one, not that long ago. And now they're the favorite in some places. So I actually think the Atlantic Division side of the bracket, I'm curious to get Tim's take on this as well. I've mentioned this a few times. I think it's as wide open as it gets. Florida, Boston, Toronto, Tampa. I really don't think there's much separating those four teams. And if it cuts clean and they all end up on the same side of the bracket, I think you could take your pick. So I'm just going to take the team with the longest odds, and that's the Tampa Bay Lightning. I think they've got as much of a shot to go through that side of the bracket as a Boston or a Florida or a Toronto. So the Lightning, to me, I think present the best value on the board right now.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good take, Jake. And when I look at the odds here on Bet365 for the Stanley Cup, I think everything's pretty much gone. I'm sorry to break the news to you, but what you can do is just roll up a certain team on their series price and just keep rolling it over. You know, Nashville at this point, they should be dogs in every one of their series going if they make it all the way to the Stanley Cup. So all of that might add up more than to what this future number is showing you. When you talk about the Atlantic, Jake, it was funny. We were talking on our podcast the other day. Every team has flaws, right? We all think this is about as wide open as it's been. And we feel like Boston has been almost nitpicked more than any other team in the East, or, you know, of those bigger contenders in the East. It's like, you know, it's just Pasternak scoring. Well, they have the two goalies. Like, you only can play one. I'm from Boston, so I kind of tend to be a bit of a Bruins hater because all my friends are big homers, even though I am a fan of them, but I try and zig when they zag. And I think it was a pretty good point because all of these teams, we thought Florida was the class of the field, and then they kind of, you know, fell off a little bit. So it's basically weighing what flaws you think are the, you know, most detrimental.
Seriously, and you can make a case for, like, I think like six or seven teams to go all the way this year, never mind the Atlantic Division, but it I just can't remember a time it's been this wide open. Let's get to some spots for this week. I think even looking at Wednesday's card, if McDavid plays, auto bet, just like you, Jake, I've been playing the over 1.5. So when it comes to Kucherov and McKinnon and McDavid, the Ross Trophy race has been intriguing, to say the least. I got the Connor Bedard shot prop, Chicago at St. Louis. I think he's going to be fired up for national TV in that game. The Darren Pang revenge game. I love that angle as well. Islanders and Montreal Thursday. Give me the Islanders. I play the teams who need to win this time of year as well. That's sort of a strategy I have. But Jake, anything particular that you're looking at over the next couple of days here?
Yeah, I'll look to Thursday night. I think we got to keep playing the Wyatt Johnston props. This guy is just a monster. I think when we're looking at playoff pools, and this is more of a fantasy angle, but like, which Dallas star would be first off the board? You'd immediately think Robertson, Hintz, those guys. I don't know, man. Like, they call the Wyatt Johnston line the third line, but it is not a third line. This guy is unbelievable. So I've been playing the shot prop, the goal prop with Wyatt Johnston a lot lately. Keep an eye on Shane Wright down the stretch here, guys. I mean, Seattle's out of it, nothing to play for. I think he's going to get his fair share of minutes, at least, you know, 16, 17 minutes in power play time. He scored a couple goals here recently. I think we can look to some Shane Wright props, maybe a goal prop in there as well. And you could look at some of these other angles down the stretch. I also like the narrative of guys chasing milestones, whether you're going for 20 goals, 30 goals, 40 goals. Pull up the stats page, take a look at some guys that are maybe one or two away. I think you can play those goal props. I think you can play those shot props, especially for teams that have nothing else to play for. They can force those guys into scoring situations, get them a few extra minutes here down the stretch.
Nick, this is why we give Jake a call. We need him. He digs deep. Shane Wright shot props. I mean, what an angle. Timmy Kalinowski. I mean, that's something from your book, you know, Timmy?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, Nick said something funny. He said, my angle this time of year is to bet teams that need to win. And I hope he hasn't included the Philadelphia Flyers in that, because
no.
I mean,
hell no.
So, but I will say, going into the next two nights, I do like Chicago as a dog tonight against St. Louis. And I actually, Nick, I'm going to go the other way. I think Montreal is worth a bet against the New York Islanders. These two teams, Montreal and Chicago, they're 5-5 in their last 10, and they're pretty much a dog in every single one of those games. So if you had been betting them in those 10, you're profitable. There have been teams through this end of the stretch run that I don't want to back and teams that I do in terms of the bottom of the barrel. And I think that there's been a lot of value on teams like Chicago, Montreal. They're on the playlist for me.
Yeah, Montreal's a team have been playing quite a bit down the stretch, and they'll have a big impact as well on Detroit's future. The last two games, Detroit home to Montreal, at Montreal, the last two games of the season, so look out for that. Speaking of the Wings, do you have a look one way or another, Jake, on that big pivotal game on Thursday? It's Detroit and Pittsburgh getting together.
I think you got to roll with the form team, and that's the Pittsburgh Penguins right now. I'm just going to continue to go with Pittsburgh here. I just like the way that they're playing. And, you know, Tim mentioned it earlier, like these teams in the Eastern Conference race, it just, everyone seems average. It's win one, lose one. And all it was going to take was like one team to step up. And Pittsburgh probably wasn't the team we saw coming a couple weeks ago based on where they were in the standings. But I'm just going to take the team playing the best hockey right now, and that is the Pittsburgh Penguins. Maybe we should just fade this entire, all these teams in the East race. That might actually be the smart thing to do. But when two are playing each other, obviously one has to win. They tell me that. I check with the league. Someone does have to win the game. So we're going to go with Pittsburgh Penguins. Maybe Buffalo on Thursday against the Caps. That kind of fits the narrative of team with, you know, really nothing to play for against the team, everything to play for. I think I could get in on the Sabres on home ice on Thursday as well.
Yeah, give me Bunting over shots in the Pittsburgh
game. Drew O'Connor.
Oh, O'Connor as well.
Throw him in there.
Yep. I'll tell you what, it's funny. I had Sid over 2.5 on that Saturday game. It says 3, and we're all high-fiving, hit our same game parlays, walk out of the barn, and it says it corrects it to 2. So I said, guys, I paid for our tickets, and then not so fast. So I wish I had been on the Michael Bunting angle going into that one. So I'll play the Bunting over shots again. And you know what? Let's play game to go to overtime.
Fair enough. I love the three-way bet this time here. Give me an Austin Matthews anytime goal against Jersey on Thursday. The guy owns them. He scored on Tuesday. I think he scores again on Thursday. Does he get to 70, Jake?
I will be at that game Thursday against the Devils, actually. So I'm thinking he gets to 68, 69 that game. So maybe we play multiple goals for Matthews. Okay. I will say the last two Leaf games I've been to, Bobby McMahon has scored 5 goals total. So I don't know if there's something there, guys. I'm not forcing you to play a Bobby McMahon goal prop or anything like that, but I can tell you I'm bringing an extra hat because I've seen a couple of hat tricks this year at Leaf games. So I will have an extra hat tucked away to toss on the ice.
Hey, Nick, guess what? They should be sitting Austin Matthews.
Ooh.
Marner gets hurt, misses some time. Guy never has looked fresher, never has looked, you know, more confident. Austin could use a little break too.
Fair enough. Again, I think the big thing with Matthews, he hasn't been chasing this number. In fact, his numbers have gone, in terms of minutes, time on ice has gone down the last little while. But guys, great stuff. Jake, I mean, what an audition for you, man. You're like Maverick Bourque. You're like Wyatt Johnson in his NHL debut. This has been tremendous, buddy.
I'll take the Wyatt Johnston comparison any day of the week. This guy has been filling my pockets lately. And hey, Matthews needs to figure out the empty netters. He's kind of had a couple recently, but what's Bertuzzi doing scoring empty netters when a guy is chasing 70 goals here? Come on, man.
Jake, beautiful way to step in. Golden boy Buttercup Nicholas steps in, no problem. Smooth as silk, baby. Jake, thanks a lot.
Can I get that on a nameplate?
Working on it, baby.
Working
license
it?
Plate.
All right.
Working yeah. on it, baby.
Tim, nice to meet you, man. That was
nice
great.
Nice meeting you, Jake. Thank you.
A lot of fun.
Appreciate
it. 6 to 8 weeks on that front. Tim, lastly, anything happening on line change this week as we get set for the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Yeah, plenty. We'll have Tuesday episode, Wednesday episode, Thursday episode. I don't really know what day it is right now because we do it backwards, forwards. We record the day before. But yeah, 3 episodes this week. Me, Nick, and Mike breaking down all those games. And then on Friday, we do a little something for Bet365 that handicapping the Saturday games.
Well, we're almost there. Thank you to producer Bob Bender. For Jay Kahn and Tim Kalinowski, I'm Nick Alberga. This NHL Action Network collaboration is presented by Bet365. Download the app or visit bet365.ca for the latest odds and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Must be older than 19, available in Ontario only. Please play responsibly.
It's never ordinary at Bet365.